right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 250 of the CADcast Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Cheapy D, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we've got Wombat in New York.
I am making it through the day.
Nice. And Shipwreck in Ohio.
Yes. Going to be in Seattle tomorrow, though.
You are a jet setter. But all jet setting is done between Ohio and Seattle.
In Minneapolis and Detroit and wherever else my flights lay over.
Right. Awesome. You getting fired up for PAX?
I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what to expect because...
Guys.
I've only really scheduled a handful of meetings.
Expect a lot of guys close together.
Sweaty guys.
That doesn't sound exactly like what I like, right. But...
Close. No,
there'll be video games there.
No, I would like to go. I wish I was going. That'd be nice.
But, maybe 1 year we'll all go.
Ooh.
We'll do a live CADcast.
Ooh.
Not any of the halls, because I don't think they'd book us, but we could do it on the sidewalk.
We'd do it in front of the building?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would probably be the only way they'd let us.
I think they let you do pretty much anything, as long as there's no fireworks or weapons.
Which is why we'd have to do it outside.
Right. So welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of late-breaking news items that are pretty controversial and exciting. So I'm glad we have something to talk about. That's always helpful. I saw that you experienced an earthquake on the East Coast.
You mean the megaquake?
Is that what it was? A megaquake?
It was a megaquake. It was so amazing and frightening that I had to be told by someone that it happened.
Right.
Yeah, it was a non-event. I mean, I was outside, I think, when it really happened and probably in the elevator when it was still happening. I got off the elevator and my coworker says, "Did you feel that?" I'm like, "No." And then I could hear everyone running down the steps.
Wait, they abandoned the buildings?
Yeah, they evacuated the buildings.
See, I didn't really read about this because I just assumed, I mean, I saw how the media overreacted to the effect that the March earthquake had in Tokyo. So I just could only assume that they were doing this times 100 for something that happened inside the U.S. So I didn't even bother to click through to any of the stories. I just assumed it was completely nothing.
Well, you have to remember, I mean, and you were here in, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001, you were living in New York.
Yep.
And you know that if anything happens in a building in Manhattan, your first reaction is to run away.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that was literally, everyone said, everyone had the same exact flashback almost. It was this mass post-traumatic stress.
Ah, okay. Well, I understand that in New York City, but I don't know about the rest of the country, rest of the East Coast.
Yeah, the rest of the country I can't answer for, but that is 100% what happened in Manhattan because every person I spoke to said the same thing. I was here 10 years ago. I'm not hanging around.
Right.
So, I totally get it, and I'd rather be safe than sorry. I mean, they evacuated the building for maybe we were outside for 10 minutes, and then we're like, okay, I'm going back to work.
And it's not like you were so thrilled that you just wanted to keep working anyway. Any excuse to get up and go do something that's not work is probably pretty welcome.
Well, I had just come back from the Konami event, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that later.
Later.
In the show.
Okay,
teaser.
Cool. A lot of stuff to talk about. Very nice. I got to hear what kind of food they had there.
It was good, but we'll get to it again later.
Right. What else we got? Well, I know Shipwreck, last week you were feeling sick, and then you said that you had a couple days after the show went up, you said you learned something or you had something to share with us on this week's show.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, last week when we did the show, I was not feeling well at all. Like, I was running a really bad fever. So I had been like during the show, I drank two of those, like, I don't know, they're 20, 24 ounce Propel waters.
Okay. What's a Propel water for those of us?
It's
who don't
not it's like, really water.
It's sugar water.
It's like a Gatorade type of thing, but like a light version of Gatorade.
Okay.
So I was just trying to like beat out this fever or whatever. And then, so I downed both of those while we were recording. Then immediately after we were recording, my wife brought me some tea to drink to make my throat feel better and mm-hmm. everything. So that's all fine and well. I went to bed. Then I got up at like 3 a.m. Like I just had to like piss like nothing else. Right, just 'cause I'd been drinking all day.
Right.
So I get up, I go into the bathroom, and I start doing my thing. I'm peeing. So I'm standing there and like, it just keeps going. Like it just keeps going and going and going. And then like all of a sudden I start to feel a little dizzy.
Uh-oh. This sounds like something that I've experienced.
A little bit. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh no, like I got to finish peeing cause I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like sitting there and it just won't stop.
Right.
And like, I can't like it. I couldn't like bring myself to like stop the stream.
No,
this story actually hurts my wiener already.
Yes. So I'm just keep going and going and I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm getting super dizzy. Like, I'm like, I just know like something bad's going to happen.
Right, right, right.
And so like, I finally stopped peeing and then it starts again.
More peeing.
Like, yeah, the peeing.
Right.
You know, you get that little
sure.
stop and start.
Yeah.
And so it starts again. And then like, finally, I'm like almost done. And then the next thing I know is my wife standing over me asking if I fell.
Oh no.
And I'm, no, I didn't fall. What are you talking about? And then I like look down. I'm like, oh, I guess I did.
What, you're on the floor?
I'm on the floor, just passed out.
Covered in your own urine? And
no, that's what I found out, I think. Like, either it was like by some miracle that I just happened to stop at the same time, but I looked around. I had no piss on me anywhere.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about that. But so I crawled back in bed, but then my wife made me get out of bed, and we went to the emergency room.
Oh, okay.
She was all freaked out that I might have hit my head or something. So
okay, so when you went to the emergency room, what'd they say?
The doctor said he didn't think I hit my head, but I still got a CAT scan on my chest, so I got to go through that little tube thing a couple times.
Oh.
That was interesting.
Did they have to put the fluid in you?
They
did.
Yeah, they got the contrast.
That stuff is so weird.
When they put you on the board and they joystick you around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they pump you full of this fluid that burns your extremities.
Barium?
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that. I got to do that again soon. So, but in terms of the piss, there was no problem piss-wise, is what you're saying.
No, I'm good. It was
the
just,
pipes are clean?
What I think happened was I was so stuffed up, like when I was flying back from Seattle last week, that my left ear never really popped correctly.
Hmm.
So I think I had like an inner ear infection that caused my balance to be off.
Oh.
And that's what happened. And I got some antibiotics and now my ears all cleared up.
So it wasn't pee related.
You didn't get the bends or anything like that.
No, I don't think so.
Cause it sounds like you were piss constipated.
Pissed.
It could have been. I followed it through to the end though. Unlike you, Cheapy. I went all the way to,
did you yell out? No, no. No, no, I'm sorry. Get out! See, what?
No, I didn't. I just decided to smash our scale that was sitting in the bathroom when I fell.
The scale broke your fall. You should have just got into the bathtub as soon as you started feeling dizzy. Just get into the bathtub.
I was peeing.
Well, then you could just pee in the bathtub.
But I would have to pee all the way through my bathroom to get in the bathtub.
Oh, right, that's a problem.
Like I was in, like the way our bathroom's set up, we have like our own little throne room. It's just the toilet.
Right.
So that's where I was.
Got it. So you were trapped.
Yes. It was not a good situation.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, man. I'm having flashbacks. Yeah. Well, look, Wombat, you're next, dude. Wombat's going to like be picking his nose and have a seizure or something like that.
I have enough going on in my house that I don't need to deal with any more drama.
Okay. No bodily fluid drama.
No, there's enough bodily fluid drama in my house too.
Oh, really?
Sabrina is on panties only in the house.
Panties only.
Panties only in the house. The thing is, she thinks that panties are fun and cool because I have pictures of cartoon characters on it.
Right.
So panties only in the house translates to no pants in the house.
Right. Right.
So.
But then you gotta tell her you don't want to pee on your friends, right? That's what I did. Like he had like Lightning McQueen on his underwear, and he really liked it. But I said, "Hey, you're peeing on Lightning McQueen. That's not nice. You don't want to do that to your friends."
Oh, that's smart. I may try that. You don't want to pee on Minnie Mouse.
Right, right. And then I said, "How would you like it?" And then I pee on him, and then he learns that way.
That's how you learn.
That's how you learn.
This is how you learn. You'll be like that mom that just got sent to prison for feeding their kids hot sauce.
What? Why'd she do that?
As punishment, she would give them a spoonful of hot sauce. Make them eat it for swearing.
Hmm. Well, I've heard worse.
Yeah, well, you know.
So you go to jail for that? I don't judge. Huh? You go to jail for that?
It's a misdemeanor. She hasn't been sentenced yet.
I see. All right. What else we got? Is that it?
I'm using a new mic that I got sent for review.
A mic review?
I don't know if people can tell that or not. Yeah.
What kind of mic is it?
It's a blue snowball mic.
I see, yeah.
That's when you blow a Smurf and he swallows it after you do?
No. You spit it back in their mouth.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you see Clerks?
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to guess that the blue snowball mic is not as good as the mic you normally use. You use the Samson CO3U. I think that's a higher quality instrument right there.
It definitely seems like the Samson might, it has a little bit more heft to it.
Right. If you hit somebody in the head with the Samson, they're probably dead.
But I like that this one, like, it's like a kind of an all-in-one thing where I don't have to have a stand or anything. Like, the stand's built into it.
Aha.
So it's got its advantages and it's cheaper.
Right. So. All right, cool. Well, we'll hear what the fans have to say about that. How about some show feedback from last week, Wombat?
Sure. There wasn't much. Most people complaining about iTunes not working.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Way to go, jerk.
I screwed up the RSS feed.
Did 8 people listen to our show last week?
No. 8. Eight, more than 8.
Okay.
It's like 14.
That's not bad. Gota says, love the PS3 pricing discussion. One thing that wasn't brought up is a brand new feature that may be part of the reason for the price drop. For the first time ever, football fans can subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket without DirecTV. They could do this through their PS3 for the same $340 that DirecTV customers pay. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to bring this up last week, which is why I picked this to talk about this week. I think it's a great idea, but I don't want to spend $340 to watch. Even, you know, for those who aren't Americans or American football fans, even without DirecTV, you're still going to get minimally, what, 4 games a week. Some weeks you'll get 6 games, 6, sometimes more.
I don't think
cable you're talking.
Yeah.
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 If you just have standard TV, you get 2 or 3 a week.
You'll get, right? No, you'll get 4.
4. 4. You get 4. The Sunday night as well.
Yeah.
It seems very unlikely night, that night. Somebody would purchase a PS3 with the primary motivator being that they also get to spend $340 on NFL Sunday Ticket.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of money to go out of pocket to watch football for something that you could probably do.
I can kind of see it if you're going to have, like, maybe you're in a fantasy football league where all the guys come over and watch TV at the same time and you, like, split the cost.
Right.
But
yeah,
but
that totally works.
It seems like very forward thinking to say, I'm going to go buy a PS3 to watch football.
Well, I think people who already have a PS3, that would work in shipwreck
situation. Right, right. Well, this guy was asking about that, I guess. I don't know. All right. Well, that's good if you like that. I mean, I have the football plan. I mean, not the football, the hockey one, and you can watch it on PS3, but you can also watch it on Apple TV. Oh, no, you can't actually. You can't watch it on Apple TV. You can watch it on Boxy. They got to get that shit on Apple TV because they have basketball and baseball.
Just because no one watches hockey.
Dude, I pay for it and I don't even watch it.
Exactly.
Let me put it that way. Because I just don't feel like watching a hockey game at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's the other reason why football is the greatest sport in the world is because it's really only on Sundays. Yes, sometimes there's a Thursday game and there is a Monday game.
Even still, really, that would be Monday morning for me.
Yes, that would be perfect.
You really want to watch a sporting event first thing in the morning?
If I could watch football when I first woke up in the morning, I would be so much happier.
Oh,
people! Right. I've always been jealous of the people in California that get to watch football games when they wake up.
What about watching games that already have happened?
Yeah, no, that would suck.
Right,
it's that you don't want to do
because you can do that too. But I don't know. I have a hard time getting into that as well.
Yeah, because you know what happened.
It's old news. Even if I don't know what happened, it's like it already happened. I can go find out what happened instead of wasting my time watching this. Let's go on to the new releases. Are there any new releases?
There's a few big ones this week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, one big one.
Yep. Deus Ex Human Revolution came out and it's been getting excellent reviews.
I know. I haven't bought it yet.
I have it. I have it on my desk.
I know. I ordered it for you. I did buy it. I actually did buy it, just not for myself.
Yeah, what can you do? Nobody's perfect.
Right.
Magically showed up in the mail.
I've watched Gretchen play about 3 hours of it, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So she's liking it. Like, we saw this at E3, Cheapy, and it did not impress us there. So I think they did a really poor job of actually highlighting what was so cool about the game.
Which is a very common problem at E3, is that these guys, they know how to make games. They don't necessarily know how to present them to an audience full of people who all they've been doing for 3 days is watching presentations of games. It's harder than you might think it is, you know, to be entertaining.
Yeah, primarily at E3, they just had them like sneaking around a like off gray office building type environment.
A warehouse, right? Look like a warehouse. Yeah, with crates.
That's definitely in the game, but for an E3 presentation, like that just doesn't go over too well. Like if you're just in the same environment the whole time.
Right.
I'm really impressed by the production values on this though. Like I did not get that out of E3 at all. It looked kind of janky at E3, but watching it now, it
much better.
Yeah, it looks great.
Well, I'm pre-ordering. I'm ordering it right now from Amazon Japan. Bam, one click. But hopefully they get it in stock today, so then I can have it tonight.
Yeah, it's a very cool mix of third-person shooting and like Mass Effect type of stuff with Metal Gear Solid type of sneaking around and everything. Like you have the choice of whether or not you want to go about it stealthy and kind of like take people out non-lethally, or just go in there and
blade arms
everybody up. I haven't seen those yet. She doesn't have those yet.
Oh, blade arms.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I guess I'm interested in that. Yeah, I was pretty turned off during E3.
Did either of you play the last one? Or the first one even?
I've tried it. I think I've tried both of them. I've never...
Yeah, that's as far as I ever got in any of the Deus Ex games, was trying them.
I never played the first one. I happened to, and I know it was got a warm reception. I really liked the second one. So I'm actually very excited for this. The second one was, I thought, one of the better games I had played on the PlayStation 2. But then again, that's just me. It had very long loading times, but I felt it did a lot right.
Cool. All right, well, I guess we'll be talking about this more in depth next week.
Totally.
Totally.
Totes my goats.
What else we got?
I put out a review for Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition, which came out for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network.
Yep.
And that's really surprising. Like Capcom put together a fully featured fighting game, whether or not you're going to play it solo or multiplayer. And I just did not expect that. I figured we'd get the same kind of no reason to play it that we've gotten out of all the other ones. Like there's all kinds of stuff to unlock. You're constantly like building up towards these challenges that keep on popping up on the screen. Like do so many super moves, do so many throws.
Piss until you almost pass out.
Right. That's one of them. I got that one right away.
That's Dan's special
problems
move.
With that one. Now that's the problem with Street Fighter 3 is that it doesn't have any characters, you know. It has Ryu, Ken, Chun-Li, and Akuma, and then beyond that, you don't know any of these people.
Ralph.
Horace.
Could be.
You don't know. You still don't know. You did a review. You still don't even know.
I could name a... There's Hugo. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't really play that much of Street Fighter 4, so I'm sure some of these people might be in Street Fighter 4 as well.
All right.
But... there's not that interesting of a cast of characters, but it's a good port. It's really well done. And then also for Xbox Live Arcade, there will be a review up before this CADcast goes up, actually. It's finished. It's just not on the site yet.
Blowing my mind.
Hole in the wall.
Nice.
I went to a party that once.
Yeah. Were you behind the wall or in front of the wall?
Was it glorious? Yeah, this is the next Kinect Xbox Live Arcade game after Fruit Ninja.
Oh.
This one is done by the same developer that did the Family Feud game that we played, Cheapy, on PSN.
Uh-huh.
So you can kind of get an idea of what the production value is, and that's not very high.
Okay.
It's done by Ludia, I believe is the company's name.
Do they have a stage where you're inside a barrel? Because that could work.
No. Too. Is that in this hole in the wall?
I thought it might work for this type of game. What do you do in this game?
You're familiar with the game show, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, the game show is they get the one that's on now is all families. So they get a bunch of fat people, fat Americans,
right,
to stand on a mat, like a gymnastics mat, right, and a big foam wall comes at them on a conveyor belt.
Oh yeah, they stole this from Japan. Okay,
with a funky shape in it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they took this from Japan. I've seen this in Japan. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what the Kinect game tries to do, but it's just not very well done. Like all of the shapes, like it's generally like a human form that you're trying to emulate,
right?
And all of the shapes are just too small for an average person to fit through. Like, even if I'm doing the shape right, like the shadow that it shows of me, it's outside the lines of that cutout. But it's still like, it kind of like judges whether or not you're close or not.
Hmm.
It's just not all that fun to play. Like, it's more fun if you have two people playing at one time, because then you kind of like have to run around and like sometimes there's two holes, sometimes there's one hole.
Depends how many
you
people
know how
you
that
have.
Goes. Yeah, it just depends. It's crazy.
Depends on her attitude.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've it's gonna stay in my closet. I think I'm not pulling.
I would suggest that for this. It was a disappointment. Hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall was a disappointment.
Yes.
Yes.
Not all that you ever.
You know, that party I went to was the same way.
Right. It seems fun at first, but then I guess as it goes, you know, goes farther, you realize your life is a mess. Right.
Yeah, it's just cumbersome. Uh-huh. Like,
and you have some sort of disease. Wait, are we talking about the game? Or I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. All right, what else we got for new releases?
Let's see.
Shit in a can.
I think that's next week.
Next week, shit in a can. Okay.
Yeah, that might be. Wait, that was that. No, I was wrong. That's this week for WiiWare.
WiiWare. Okay.
That's out for that. Also on Xbox Live Arcade, I tried the demo for Crazy Machines Elements.
I almost did.
I kind of like that. It's kind of simple. It's like The Incredible Machine. If you ever played those games, it's just a whole bunch of Rube Goldberg type of contraptions where you have to like put these little like elements in. Like you might have like a slingshot or like a balloon or something. You have to fit these into these machines to solve these puzzles. And I like it because I'm an engineer.
All right.
So, and then for PSN, I tried out Hamilton's Great Adventure. Which is a, do you remember the Ilo Milo game for Xbox Live Arcade?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one has kind of a similar feel in that you're kind of on platforms hanging in the air and you're walking around and you're trying to collect everything. And like, it's kind of like an Indiana Jones safari hunter type of vibe to it. So there's like traps and stuff that you have to avoid. It seemed okay. It didn't really wow me or anything, but it seemed all right for what it was. And that's pretty much it for new releases, I think.
Okay, cool. Let's do a little bit of CAG shopping news, because there's a lot of controversial shit, and I see there's some late breaking news on this issue.
Yeah, you just cut and pasted it right in there now, didn't you?
I did, because I wanted to talk about it right away. I couldn't wait.
God damn.
So the big news, though, there's two big items that actually came out completely unrelated to each other, but I think we should just talk about them anyway. The first is that GameStop is beta testing Xbox 360 and PS3 game streaming. Now, if you remember, GameStop acquired this company called, was it Spawn? No, now I got to look this up.
Yeah, that's right. Spawn Labs.
Spawn Labs, right. They have a streaming technology that GameStop was interested in, and now we can see why. It looks like they're going to, you know, be launching a cloud service next year to play console games. So that's pretty interesting. And now in a completely unrelated story, they're pulling the Deus... Well, I guess now...
Wait, let's talk about this real quick
okay. Before
we get to that next story.
Yes.
How is this going to work with 360 and PS3? Like, it just doesn't seem
I'm trying to wrap my head around this too.
Platform owners would like to open that up that way.
Do you have to pay? Will it be like at a rental? Is it like a rental service?
Why wouldn't Microsoft and Sony just do that on their own if they wanted this to happen?
That's a good question. Let's see. Are they making their own console? How are they going to do this? Is this going to be through an app that runs on the, you know, on the consoles itself?
Or is it mean that you can play it like on a PC, you could play the console games? Like they have like some guy working in a warehouse and you tell them that you want to go play some like Big Bumpin' or something on 360 and he goes, gets the discs and puts it in and then you're playing it, like streaming it to your PC.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to read through this here really quick.
That headline brings up more questions than answers is really what we're.
The closed beta is supposed to go national before the end of this year.
We'll find
out until Microsoft and Sony say stop that.
Well, I don't know. They must know about it. I don't know. And Microsoft and Sony rely on GameStop to sell their systems. Sell
but do hardware. They?
Yeah. GameStop probably has, I don't know, 20 to 25% market share.
Yeah, no, it's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
I know. I just like to.
So I don't know. It says a Spawn client will be offered to GameStop's PowerUp Rewards members. 12 million customers feature a demo. So, I don't know.
Which makes me cheaper to stream a used game than a new game.
Right. So, of course, the big story that just broke and I guess has now been updated that
it's totally related to the other story.
Of course. Deus Ex Human Revolution. The PC version is supposed to come with this OnLive code or coupon that lets you get the game for free OnLive, which is the streaming service from, called OnLive. You can either play it on your computer, you can play it, they have a standalone console, and I guess GameStop did not feel comfortable promoting their soon-to-be competitor service. And first they started pulling the coupons out, and now it looks like they're pulling the whole game.
Which is so shady.
So what, somebody added this on there. Are they pulling the whole game?
Yeah, they're pulling the entire game now. Yeah.
Okay.
And sending them back to Square Enix.
And if you bought the game from GameStop and want to return it, you can return it with your receipt.
Now, there's a lot of outrage, of course, because that's the way things work on the internet.
Yes, internet outrage.
Internet outrage, full effect. So I'm thinking about it, and first I'm outraged too, and then I'm thinking, well, okay, let me put myself in GameStop shoes. I run GameStop. Do I want to be promoting a competitor when I'm selling products? And I think the answer is no, I don't want to be doing that. But then you've got to say, all right, well, what do I do? It's not really fair to your customers to be pulling the shit out of the boxes, especially if they think they're getting it and they're not told ahead of time that they're not getting it.
To take a closed package, open it up, remove something, and put it back on the shelf is about the worst thing a business can do.
Right. What they should have done is what they're doing now is just say, okay, we're not selling, which is also bad too. I mean, I don't know what their whole stance
is. They weren't told that this code was in there.
Yes, I agree. But I thought it was announced a while ago.
It probably was, but maybe it wasn't communicated to them because it's not like this hasn't happened before. I mean, Portal 2 on PS3 came with a copy to get the Steam version. So that's a competitor to them as well.
I wonder if
they didn't seem to have a problem with that.
But they didn't have a problem with that, right?
They sold it.
You know what? It also maybe. I mean, how many PC versions of Deus Ex is GameStop going to sell? How many boxed retail copies of a PC game? I mean, I don't know. I know that most of our listeners, from what I gather, are big fans of Steam. I'm assuming this game is available on Steam.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the PC section of your local GameStop recently? It's about maybe a shelf and a half, if that. They may have done it just because they knew that it wouldn't affect their bottom line. But it also means if it was such a small amount, why even bother doing this and bringing this bad press upon yourself?
That's the other question, yeah.
Why? I mean, if I can understand just shipping it right back. But it really comes down to a question of I'm very curious to know how many copies of this game GameStop ordered. Yeah, how many did they order? Was it did they order 500,000? Because that would be a lot, I think.
No, I doubt
that. That would be a ton.
That would be a ton.
500,000 copies?
100,000?
I doubt that many either.
Exactly. How many copies?
It's just, you know, they have to decide, are we going to be the company? I mean, you can't be pulling the shit out and not tell. If you're going to tell people, that's fine. But if you're not going to tell them, then that's a big problem.
Well, they had no intention on telling people the memo leaked.
Yeah, I saw the memo and it didn't mention anything about, didn't say tell the customers that were.
No, it's a really bad business practice. And it's, yeah.
They have a lot of really bad business practices, so. I mean, the whole thing where they allow employees to take new games home and then come back and sell those as new games, that's not exactly on the up and up.
No. No.
I mean, it doesn't, like, for me, it doesn't bother me too much. Like, I'll go in there, I still get my game no matter what, but I can certainly see how that irritates people.
I haven't shopped, I haven't bought anything from there in such a long time. I tend to go to Best Buy more lately.
I bought Catherine from GameStop just because I knew if I went to GameStop, they would have it. And I didn't think that Best Buy and Target and Walmart would have it day one like GameStop would.
Yeah, so. I go to Best Buy.
And of course, it was the last copy and it was open.
But what's the right move for them? No one's mentioned what should they have done from the start?
They just should have, first of all, they should have known, because if it was something that was advertised by Square,
right?
I'm
pretty sure it was. I feel like I knew that this was happening.
If you knew this was happening, then they have no reason. Then they have no reason to not know this was happening. So the onus is on them at that point. Right. If they could legitimately point to them not knowing, then the right thing to do is either sell it as is, because you don't open a product and take something out, and just suck it up for the 50,000 copies that you had shipped to your stores. That's not going to impact the bottom line of your company. Or you ship the game back and not sell it.
Right.
And those are the only two options. The option that isn't correct is to open up the package and remove something.
They thought they could get away with it.
And right. How could you even
think that you could get away with it?
I don't know. How many copies? I'm so curious. That's what's so interesting to me. It's like, wow, I can't believe, you know, I remember a while ago when there was was it like 2 years ago when there was some news about GameStop's phasing out their PC sections in stores.
I think that the smart move that they should have done is, okay, so they didn't know about this, you know, either shame on them, probably just shame on them. They should have an agreement with all the publishers saying, okay, this is something that we do not allow at GameStop. If you're going to, you know, package in a coupon for one of our competitors, something that we deem our competitors, we're not going to carry that product. So don't do that.
But like to hear a statement from Square.
But because they never had that rule before, or they never communicated it to anybody, in this case, they should have just sucked it up. Okay, you know what? You're promoting your competitor a little bit. Nothing, not a huge deal. Like Wombat said, how many really, how many copies are we talking about being sold through to customers at the end of the day? Is it worth the PR hit that you're going to take?
Exactly. And this game on PC will probably sell more than a lot of other games will, because this is a historically PC franchise.
But not at GameStop.
But not at GameStop. Exactly. Right. Maybe on Steam.
Right.
And they whatever.
Sucked it up. Let it go through. Don't pull any coupons out. And then let all the publishers know that you're not going to allow this in the future. That's the rule. And that way no one's feelings are hurt, you know, and it's not the lead story on every gaming blog, how GameStop, like GameStop sucks ass, basically. So yeah, well, we solved another problem. Too late.
Could you imagine working at GameStop today, or working in GameStop PR and marketing today?
I don't understand how you don't see this backlash coming. I mean, it's just right there in front of you. You know.
Oh, this, they this must not... have. Yeah, you know, who leaked the memo? I'm sure there's an investigation going on that.
Whose hand is that in the memo?
Yeah, exactly. How do we figure
this out?
I'm
sure there was plenty of those memos leaked, though, because you have to think the people working at GameStop are generally younger people that are gamers, and they understand that this sucks. Like, somebody sees this come across and they say, they want us to do what?
Right.
Like,
it doesn't make
them
feel
leaked out.
Right. You're not feeling good about your job at that point and the company you work for. And then you send it to GameSpy. All right,
sure. They did.
Well, we solved that problem. Who's next? Who else has problems that we can solve?
GoDaddy doesn't have any problems.
Hell no, except for killing elephants once in a while.
Is that a problem?
Not when they're eating the food.
The only problem was, is that it wasn't a panda bear.
Wait, well, that's coming next month.
Awesome.
So GoDaddy, for all your web hosting and coupon code needs, domain registration needs and coupon code needs, we take care of all your coupon code needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. And just for August, 30% off any reseller plan for any number of years for new customers, CAG 30. Get on that. Resell, resell, resell. That's how you make the monies. Let's move on to multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff. Oh, Wombat, this is the perfect time for you to tell us about the Konami event in New York City.
They had two different kinds of chicken wings.
Okay, like buffalo style and...
teriyaki style.
Teriyaki, I was going to say Thai.
Which is close.
Close, okay.
Close. The teriyaki ones are actually very good. Mm. The buffalo ones, the sauce was a little thick for a buffalo wing sauce.
It's not easy to get the right buffalo wing sauce.
It's hard. I haven't had good buffalo wings in forever. Anyway.
Place also, around the corner from me has great buffalo wings. I'm not really? Even kidding. Yep.
I'm Sugis. Jealous.
Sugis, it's called.
Do you know where you go in Long Island to get good buffalo wings?
I don't.
Neither do I. The French fries.
You don't have BW3s?
There is a Buffalo Wild Wings like 10 minutes from here.
Those are good.
Yeah. It's Cheney.
It's Cheney because it's good.
Yeah, it's Cheney. But the food was decent there. I did play... when I walked in, they had the... you know, I signed in and they were happy to see me. And they go, oh, and here's so-and-so. I don't know his name. And he's going to show you Pro Evolution Soccer. And I had to like sit through the demo of Pro Evolution Soccer.
It's good though, right?
It's fine. It's, you know, you could do some cool stuff. You can, with one analog stick, you control one player. And with another analog stick, you can control another player on the pitch.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can get one of your forwards ready for the ball that you're going to pass it to.
Oh, I understand the ramifications.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I'm following you.
Perfectly. I just like using words like pitch and forward.
Right. Well, I like saying ramifications.
There you go. So everybody wins. Hmm. No, the game, I don't know if it was the TV that they were using because it was not a new TV. I mean, it was still a flat screen, high definition TV, but it didn't look very good, like visually. But again, I mean, it was, you know.
How did it smell?
It smelled really good.
Cool.
I would like, I expected the picture to be a little sharper, but again, it could have just been the atmosphere.
Or your eyes. Maybe you need a new prescription.
Yes. I did see the Metal Gear Xbox HD version of the PSP game.
Okay.
That was okay. It looks like a PSP game though still.
Right.
And it controls. Yeah. And the controls are really...
And it controls like a PSP game?
Well, it's just that, you know, like I kept pulling the right
and
left triggers.
Bring up the menu and it just completely, there's just a little do not use sign over the right analog stick.
Basically, every time, like when you pull the right and left triggers, it brings up menus.
Cool.
And I kept thinking, oh, I aim with the left, you know, shoot with the right. No, left trigger pulls up the map. Right trigger pulls up an options menu. And I'm like, why am I switching my weapons? And dudes were shooting me while I had the menus open.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
I'm sure it's good and it will be fun to play, but not in that kind of a setting.
Got it.
And
did you see the new Burger Time?
Yeah,
that's what I want to hear about.
Okay, the new Burger Time is a lot of fun. I'm totally on board with the revamped Burger Time. It does have avatar support and two-player split screen or online. Versus mode where it is Burger Time. Just, you know, the levels look bigger and brighter and better, but it's still
totally going to drop a meat patty on you.
Right. Totally. I played against the PR person from Konami and I dropped the burger on her head like four times and it was awesome every time.
Wait,
did she say you were really good at this game?
She did. She said, you're really good at this game.
Nobody's done this well all day.
Right. Yeah.
Did they actually, but they didn't serve any burgers at the event.
No, isn't that weird? Like they should have gone.
That's a huge oversight.
I know. You know what else is good? The Jimmy Johnson kart racing game.
Did they serve any Jimmy Johnson sausage at the event?
I think you're thinking Jimmy Dean.
Oh,
maybe?
Well, whatever.
Yeah. It's Jimmy Johnson NASCAR, not Jimmy Johnson NFL, for those who are confused.
Right.
But it was good. That game is good. It's a kart racer. It has some funky looking carts. Like one is a sofa driven by a teddy bear or a coffin driven by a transvestite vampire.
Oh, this is anything with an engine?
Anything with an engine, yes. Everything with an engine, yes. Yes, 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 yes. That game comes out next month. It's going to be $30. New. So,
What, did you see Silent Hill?
I did see Silent
Hill. Because I know you did because I'm reading off piece of paper.
I know you're reading off the list. Silent Hill.
We played it at E3.
What did you think?
It was, I don't know, it looks still like an old Silent Hill game.
Doesn't it? Okay, yeah. So it's not just me. It looks like an old Silent Hill game.
I'm waiting for them to sort of make the jump into 2011. And, you know, I don't know.
It looked all right to me.
It looked okay. I'd rather play Alan Wake any day of the week.
Well, sure.
There you go. See, and I agree. So, thumbs up to Burger Time and anything with an engine. But everything else gets a thumb sideways.
And thumbs down on the buffalo wings.
Totally.
Sauce is too thick.
Yeah, and then on my way out, there was an earthquake.
Woohoo!
There you go.
Where do they have it? I'd like to know what venue it was at.
Oh, God, I forget the name of the place. It was on 14th and 8th. So it was three blocks away from my office. It couldn't have been any closer, which was nice. Yeah,
14th and 8th.
Snap. That was what it was called.
I don't know what that is. All right.
It's a bar.
Oh, I like bars. What else we got here in the world of multiplayer? Did you guys try the Space Marines demo?
The Warhammer 40K?
Is that what it's called? I thought it was called, that one.
Yeah.
The Space Marines.
I tried it.
Did you like it?
It was difficult for me to say in the demo. Like, I kind of like what it's going for, I think.
I died a lot.
I died twice. I quit after I died the second time.
Yeah, me too.
Rage quit?
No, just, okay, I'll wait and play the whole game, kind of quit. But
I think it was a little better than I was expecting, but maybe not much from what I had seen before.
Yeah, we watched it for a while at E3, and it looked like what we watched.
Darksiders, but with machine guns?
Yeah, but it's more linear. At least the level that was in the demo was much more just more Gears of War type of going from point A to point B.
Right.
But it seems like it's going to be decent at least.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. You guys nobody tried the NHL 12 demo for me. Right, right. It's good. It's a lot like last year's game. I'm trying to think. It seems like the puck animations are better. I haven't actually looked to see what was different. It looked like the puck animations like look a little clear. Like you can see the puck going to the net a little better. But they still have the same problems that they have last year. And that like the replays still look really janky. It's not up to like you're not going to be
EA NHL.
Yeah. Well, they're the only one making one this year.
Okay, I don't know. That's why I want a clarification. So we're both currently playing EA Sports games.
2K was like, they were just 2K was getting blown away by the quality of EA's hockey game. They're like, we got to just take a break and refocus, because it is really good. And the Ultimate Team mode is back, which is that really addictive mode with the hockey cards. Have you been playing that in Madden?
I may or may not have been playing that in Madden.
Oh, you can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it yet.
But you've played Ultimate Team mode though before, right? Or
I haven't. I haven't played a Madden football game since the console launch of the 360.
Well, they had Ultimate Team mode last year, so
yeah. And I mean, I don't think it's a secret to say that it's in Madden 12.
Right, right. It's pretty addictive. I mean, the hockey one was super addictive to me. I mean, I actually spent money on the cards, on the fake cards.
You could buy the $25 season pass and then you get a discount on the cards.
I don't think I'm at that point that I need to do that. I don't think so. I hope I don't have to. I don't even know if I'm going to get this one because it does seem so much like the last one. And the two big things that they didn't fix were the replays just don't look like TV. Like the rest, while you're playing, everything is so smooth. It, like you could think that you're actually watching a TV game, but all of like the instant replays and stuff and the presentation does not look like TV somehow. They haven't nailed it yet.
That was a concern in Madden last year too.
Just make it look like TV. How hard is that? I mean, use the same camera angles.
Must be pretty hard.
But use the same like the stat layovers. Use the same angles. Why is that? It doesn't seem like it would be so hard.
There's a lot of things that they don't fix.
It's weird to me. And like on the Ultimate Team mode, maybe Madden had, well, I guess you can't say, but Ultimate Team.
I can talk about it. I played last year, so I can talk about it.
Whenever you get the cards and stuff and you have to make your different lines in hockey, it would be nice if they had like an auto setting where it would just like sort of take a best shot at laying out your team for you. And then from there, you could make all the fine tuning that you need. But it can be pretty tiresome. You know, to have to keep filling a lot of these slots manually, especially you get
so
injuries.
Many slots to fill.
Exactly. Right. So little time.
Just hole in you the know. Wall.
Because you get like, and with hockey, you have like different lines, power play, shorthanded, and things like that. And I don't know, it gets to be a little tedious managing the cards. A little bit of automated help would have been nice. But it's pretty
it's
great
cumbersome.
Hockey game. It's cumbersome. Yeah, it's cumbersome. Yeah. It's a great hockey game, though. If they had a region-free version of the 360 version, I would definitely get it. But I don't think they're going to do that. So now I have to decide if I want to play it on PS3 or at all, basically. Let's see. Call of Duty Black Ops. New map pack. Shipwreck.
I played some of that. Resurrection.
Yep.
Yep. Activision sent over a code for that, which I was happy about because this has zombies. You're fighting zombies on the moon is one of the maps, which is pretty fun.
Is it just, it's the zombie mode, right? The four-player co-op. These are all maps for that. Is that it?
Yeah, what it is, it's, I think it's five maps in total, but I might be wrong. But I think it's four maps that were in a previous Call of Duty zombie game.
But they're only for the zombie game, the four-player co-op zombie game, right?
Well, you can play it solo, too.
Okay, because it's just not clear when you read the descriptions of these things. It never says that. Like, I don't know if I'm getting multiplayer.
It's like four remastered maps that are the it's best to play with four people, but you can play it on your own as well. All the zombie maps, there's four remastered, and then the new moon map, which is also another zombie map. But yeah, I'd like to find some people that are better than I am so that I can get further in the moon map.
Mm-hmm.
My first experience with it was you start off, and I thought maybe I just wasn't picking the right map or something, because you start off and you're not on the moon. You are down on Earth fighting in this little area.
All right.
And the idea is that you kill a little bit of zombies down there, but then there's like this teleport behind you that you're waiting to recharge. And like right before that starts recharging, like the whole area just gets swamped with zombies. So it's impossible to stand there and fight. But the three other people that I was playing with for like six times in a row refused to come to the teleport. So we just got wiped out like within 45 seconds to a minute each time.
They didn't realize.
Yeah, they didn't get it, which it was the first day it was out. So whatever, they didn't understand what was going on. So I quit out and played it on my own, and it seems like it's fun. I mean, I got to the moon, like all the sound, like it's all silent and like distorted and everything, and all the gravity's messed up. And you're on this moon base. So you're moving around, and you earn credits by killing zombies. And then you can use those credits to open up more areas on the moon base and buy new weapons and board up windows and everything. And new waves of zombies and new types of zombies come in. It's got achievements tied to it. So it's, I want to play more of it. I just haven't had a chance.
All right.
But
maybe I shouldn't have turned down the code I was offered.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Unturn that down.
It's too late now. It was offered to me by a friend who gave it away to someone else who I thought... He offered it to me and I said, no, thank you, because I don't really play Call of Duty that often. And I thought someone else who won the code from him would probably enjoy it more than me.
I would have enjoyed it.
Well, you know, I was trying to be nice.
Stop being nice. Only be nice to me.
Sorry.
Okay, next time.
I was nice to some random person instead.
Yeah, what's he going to do for you?
Oh, no.
I won a random contest today, by the way.
I saw.
On Raptor.
Oh, what'd you win?
I won flag football gear.
What the hell is flag? Is it like is
the
it
belt
like,
with a flat with a streamers on it?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, belt with streamers.
Cool.
Not like wear that like, to PAX. Like a hat that says play flag football on it or something.
I have no idea. I don't know. I didn't know I entered a contest.
I think it's like a cup and jockstrap.
It's not like the contest I won on Clout.
Would you win there? Oh, you won a hoodie.
I won a hoodie. That's badass.
You should wear the flag football belt at PAX and see if people can grab your flags.
That would be fun.
You run around?
I would do that if it was here in time, but it's not going to be here.
Dope.
Next year.
Is it this weekend? Is PAX this weekend?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Shit. That's awesome. Wow. All right. Let's see. What else we got here? What else do you want to talk about? Blizzard. Here's a story. Blizzard assembling Diablo 3 team for consoles. You guys excited about Diablo 3 for consoles?
I'll play Diablo 3 for consoles. I don't know if I'm excited for it.
I mean, it's the ultimate loot game. You should be excited. This is for you, Wombat.
The problem is that until the game is in stores, I can't wrap my head around Diablo 3 on consoles.
Right.
Does that make sense?
All right.
This is the one with the Cyber Norse, right?
Cyber who?
Cyber Norse.
Norse.
What's that?
Viking.
The Norse gods.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That's
okay.
Yes. That's no. Two Diablo.
I thought that was two human. Oh, right. I got it. That's the one that I wound up in my garbage can.
Aww.
But well, Ty threw it in there, and I was like, yeah, all
right. So you're not going to play the new X-Men game?
No. Actually, I think we took it out. We might have taken two human out. No, I don't think I'll be playing that either. What about this item here? So, EA, speaking of these download digital services, EA store turned into Origin, and now I guess people combing through the user agreement, which basically says that EA can take all the information off your computer, you know, in terms of its, you know, operating system and the software you use and what kind of computer you have, and basically, you know, not only just use it to send you emails and stuff, but to sell that information to third parties.
And you can't opt out of it.
There's no opting out. It's just part of the service.
Which is different than Steam does the same thing, but there is an option to opt out of that. A lot of people said that to me on Twitter. You know, Steam does the same thing, but you can't opt out. I'm like, well, then they don't
do the
same.
That's a big difference.
I was going to say, then they don't do the same thing.
It's pretty weird that they don't allow you to opt out. I thought that was like something you almost had to do.
I thought it was a law too, and as someone who has dealt with this before, I kind of thought it was a law.
Why would you have dealt with this before?
In my real job?
Oh, people want to opt out of your gay hijinks?
No, people. We do lots of sweepstakes.
Ah.
Yeah, and I'm sure everyone has entered a sweepstakes before where you have to enter in your email address.
Yes.
And then you have to check yes or no, I want to receive more newsletters.
Right. Yeah, I want to receive a lot of gay
all
spam.
The newsletters.
Yes. Send me gay spam. Click.
Exactly.
Check.
So okay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how legal that is, really. I mean, I guess if EA did it, I assume their legal department is on it. But who knows? Peter Moore's not American.
Just let people opt out. What's the big deal? It's not going to kill you. Most people are too lazy or too stupid to even opt out anyway.
I know. They should let you. I mean, I guess we all agree on that. But yeah, it's kind of, again, shitty.
Shitty.
Why so shitty, EA? People are just starting to like you again.
Right. And
seriously.
Now that, you know, that they just pile on. Just get on board with this whole GameStop hate. They should just step aside. Let that train roll through.
I think it's going to be tough for when Battlefield 3 comes out. People who, that's again a game that a lot of people are going to want to play on their PC. If they don't do it right, so to speak, people aren't going to be playing Battlefield 3 on the PC. They'll find something else.
Do you think so? Like,
I think people,
a lot of people say that,
right?
I think there are certain people who will do that. I think people.
What was that big Steam? Wasn't there a huge Steam protest over some game? And then you look on the stats and you see it's like the most played game. Everyone said they weren't going to buy it. I can't remember what game it was, but I remember seeing the screenshot of, oh, there was like a group called like, we're boycotting
From
such
Dust?
And such. No, no, it was a while.
Because From Dust was the one that just happened with
No,
Ubisoft.
No, this wasn't a boycott. This was just like they didn't like what the company was doing or something, and then they said they weren't going to be playing it, and then you can see all the people who were in the protest group were playing it. So I don't know if people really stick by their guns if it's something they really want to play. But we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. You know, hey, Call of Duty will be on Steam.
So what else we got in the news here? So what is this on PlayStation Network Play promotion? Somebody tell me about PSN Play.
It's kind of like their answer to Summer of Arcade.
Okay.
So have we talked about this yet?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, okay. Well, they have, I think it's four games that they're offering up. If you pre-order them, they are $12 instead of $15, I believe.
Oh, okay. I did see that. I didn't understand. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they have their four games, and if you buy all four of those games, you get a fifth game free. So,
what are the games? Are any of these games look good?
Yeah, it's you'll recognize a lot of them because they are also on Xbox Live Arcade. Like this week, the PlayStation Play game was Street Fighter Third Strike.
Right.
So,
got it.
Same thing that came out for Xbox Live Arcade, but it is cheaper.
Got it.
I at least they're trying. I'll give that to them on this promotion thing. Like, they're trying to promote games that they're putting out on their service. They're trying to give people deals.
They're just not exclusives for the most part.
No, I don't. I think the only exclusive is the one you get for free, which, man, I'm not finding the list right now. Let me see here. PlayStation Play is a terrible name to name something if you're going to try to Google it.
Right. Here it is. Oh, Blood Rain is in it. Renegade yes, Ops, Blood Rain, Third Strike, and The Beginning.
That's the new Deathspank game.
So you're telling me if I want to get Blood Rain, it's also, and Renegade Ops 2, I can get it 20% cheaper on PlayStation 3 if I pre-order it.
God, I believe that's how it works.
That, okay.
That's not bad. I mean, those are all four pretty high-profile downloadable games.
Huh, this heist thing, Payday the Heist is the bonus.
That's the
gift.
One that you get for free.
Is that good? I mean, I walked by it at E3 and it looked like it could be good. It's like it's a first person shooter, like your bank robber or something. I don't know. It looked kind of cool. But I don't, I mean, if they're giving it away for free though, I'm a little worried about it.
Well, they're not giving it away for free.
You have to buy four games.
You have to buy
$4 worth of content.
Right, right. Gotcha. Got
yeah, that's not free.
That is not free. That is true. I take that back.
Yeah, they said it's kind of, yeah, it's the one where you are robbing a bank or whatever, and you're working as a group of four. So
right, all right,
kind of the same type of thing. As
what is interesting though?
It looks like that's a $20 game.
Yeah,
so I guess
that's what I'm looking
at
that right
games.
Now. It's a $20 game.
Hmm. All right, I'm interested. I'm paying attention.
That's
go.
Good. That's what Sony wants. I will applaud Sony for this PlayStation Play promotion.
Okay.
Are you buying all four?
I was sent Street Fighter on Xbox Live Arcade, so.
So no.
That would be a big whopping new.
So speaking of PlayStation Network, Microsoft, well, I haven't actually read this article. I actually knew this already, but I guess it's just coming out. They said, Xbox Europe's head Chris Lewis says that all titles must ship simultaneously on Xbox 360 or Xbox LA, Xbox XBLA, at the same time as on other platforms. Otherwise, you just won't see it on Xbox. Which I guess is not too surprising, I guess.
It's not too surprising, but is it really smart to just say, hey, you released it on PSN first, forget it, you're never coming to us. We don't want your money.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't...
It depends on the game, right? I mean, if there's a big game coming out and they, you know, they want to put some bonus in for PS3...
Elevator action.
You think, or you think like my, well, no, like Batman Arkham Asylum, right? Didn't the PS3 version have the Joker content in it?
Yes. Right?
So according to this policy, that should be a no-no for Xbox. But of course they want it. They know they're going to sell like at least a million copies on Xbox 360. So they're like, all right, I guess you could put Joker on PS3. Or on disc. I see. Their policy has to be on the disc. So if it's a downloadable bonus, then that's okay. That doesn't violate their policy.
I don't know. I'm sure that policy is kind of wishy-washy because you look at Mortal Kombat as well, same thing. Mortal Kombat, the PS3 version got Kratos and the
right.
360 version didn't get anything.
Right. But they're like, hey, either we're going to have Mortal Kombat on Xbox.
Did you read that article, as I change the subject, about Mortal Kombat, how the new game has sold enough copies to pay for the purchasing of the license?
Yeah, I'm not that surprised. They sold a lot.
I think that's awesome. Yeah,
yep.
New game was great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it was so successful. It means that there will be plenty of Mortal Kombat to come in the future.
Yes.
We should have bought them.
Yeah,
why didn't we buy them?
Cheapy.
I think it's a little outside of my budget.
Oh, you could have bought Midway back in the day.
Totally.
The entire company?
You still owe me sure. Joust.
The game, the rights to the game, you mean?
Yes, I want the rights to Joust. Yeah, no, I think I think the world is missing Joust t-shirts and keychains.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need, more shit.
Yep.
More garbage.
Yep.
Let's see. What else we got here? Well, Sony has come out and talked some shit about the 3DS, and I think I agree with them, actually. The quote is from, let's see, who is this from? Mick Hocking, who, I don't know, he worked for Sony, I guess. He says,
that's
when people
a fake
see the
name.
Mike Cockring. His name is Mike Cockring? No, Mick Hocking. He said he's not surprised that the system didn't have a huge launch because when people see 3D that doesn't work very well or content that isn't very compelling, I think quite naturally that they're not as interested in it. I mean, the 3D is not really that exciting on the 3DS. It's in the name of the system, and the 3D sucks. I mean, it's not really the selling point that Nintendo thought it would be. And when you look at it, you see why. It's not like real 3D. Yeah, I mean, you see some depth differences, but we need holograms.
It's on a very by game basis, though.
But even still, it's not. We need, for this thing to really like take off, and they wouldn't even had to drop the price. They need like real like pop up in your face 3D, not go deep into the screen 3D. No one's looking for that.
Whatever you say.
We need like hologram Star Trek shit popping out. Otherwise, it's just a gimmick. And that shit, that's getting old in the theaters, in the movie theaters.
Popping out hologram 3D would be a gimmick, too.
But that would be good, at least. At least it's something different. And at least
what do you think about these rumors that they're going to have a whole new redesign for this thing?
Oh, I totally believe it. Yeah, in September.
Well, yeah, there's an event a couple days before Tokyo Game Show, which Shipwreck is going to get me into using his, you know, super grade A connections. And they don't know. We don't know what's happening. I mean, Nintendo doesn't go to Tokyo Game Show typically or ever. They usually do their own thing. And so they're doing their own thing. And now the rumors are they're adding another stick to it. Is that because that's the problem?
That's insane to me. Like,
that can't be happening, right?
It can't be.
They're going like do over. Remember that launch in March? Do over.
I totally believe it.
You believe I do.
I don't know if it'll be a dual stick, but I do believe there will be another one announced before the end of the year. Sure. Let's put it on top analysts. Top analysts.
Top analysts?
Yep.
All right. New Wombat top analyst says new 3DS hardware announced by the end of...
Announced.
Not what about in stores?
No, I say announced.
Announced by year's end. All right.
And you're not counting like... The red version that
No. You talk about some significant new hardware, either a new battery or new control device or
yeah,
something
new.
I don't know. Are they having flashbacks of Virtual Boy?
Oh, totally.
By the way, I read I subscribe to Killscreen magazine, and they had a really good article about the Virtual Boy in the most recent issue. I think it was the most recent one. Really interesting to learn about like where the technology came from and how the whole Virtual Boy thing affected that company, which wound up, you know, licensing it to Nintendo. And really interesting. Really, really interesting. Let's see what else we got here. So there's a new Xbox 2 250 gigabyte console bundle coming only to Canada, it looks like, for now. Coming with 5 games.
Good games, too.
Alan Wake, Halo 3, Halo Wars, Fable 3, and Gears of War 2. So 5 games, but this is only in Canada. But you know you're going to get something good like this in America, too. At some point. Gotta be something. And it's all codes, actually. It's all downloadable codes. You don't actually get any hardware. And Bing Bam Boom writes in, he wanted to know what we thought about that, then packing in codes instead of the actual games. I don't know if it really prevents a lot. I guess they can't sell back the discs.
Yeah, those packing games sell for super cheap. That's how I got, Sonic Tennis with 5 arcade games. I think, was that what it was?
The used one, the discs, you mean?
The used one. The used one on disc, yeah. I got for $3.
But these codes you wind up seeing on Amazon for cheap several months later.
Do you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like Alan Wake, you could download those codes for like $6, $7.
That sounds all right. Like some of those games, it would be nice to have on your hard drive. Like
yeah,
Halo?
Totally.
Halo? Being on your hard drive at all times where you could just pop into a Halo Online game without having to get the disc out?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
No, I think it's a very good idea. I think it's great if you have to bundle that in with the console. It saves on packaging and shipping and...
They say they're not doing a price drop to counter the PS3 one, but they always say that no matter what.
Yeah, but so if you give away $150 worth of free games.
That's good too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to see where they have for this holiday season. In Japan, though, apparently nobody is looking forward to seeing what Microsoft has, as some of these big retailers here are basically just removing Xbox hardware and software from the stores. Yamada Denki is a big chain here with a really great theme song. Yamada Denki. So yeah, they're getting rid of all Xbox stuff basically, and Geo also. Geo is removing a lot of stuff.
How big were the sections of Xbox? Because I like several of the stores I went in that sold games like
barely had
it was almost non-existent.
This has been happening. See, I read this story I guess this week or last week, and this has been going on for, you know, since the Xbox came out. This has been going on for 5 years. That the, you know, I thought I remember posting that the Toys R Us that I used to frequent basically stopped carrying all Xbox stuff. And I thought I posted it like 2 years ago. And I tried to Google it to find it, and I couldn't find it. So apparently
go in some other stores, and it's got plenty of 360 stuff.
Like Yodobashi. Yodobashi has plenty of it. They probably pay for that placement.
Yeah, several of the stores there in Akihabara.
Yeah, I think they're getting
360
paid.
Stuff.
When you see the walls painted with Xbox shit, I think that means they've paid to have that. Like when you're on the escalator and you just see all the walls around you are just piles of Xbox game pictures.
Right.
I think some money might have exchanged hands there. I don't know, you know, and they're trying, but there's really nothing they can do. You can't blame Microsoft.
What about Monster Hunter?
Yeah, well, they're having a new Xbox 360 bundle coming out with Monster Hunter, but there's a PS3 version that's out this week in Japan.
Same game?
So I don't think anyone cares.
Same game or different game?
It's a different game. A better game. I don't know a lot about Monster Hunter. This one is the subscription. I don't know. I think the other one is the one that people want. The port of the PSP version.
Xbox is screwed.
Yeah, so Xbox is screwed, and you know what? There's nothing they can do about it.
No, there really isn't.
What else we got here? Star Wars Connect is delayed? Is that a big concern?
Who the fuck cares? Let's move on.
Well, it means that system is delayed. The hardware.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. And did you see the Rancor mode in that game? That's pretty cool. Oh, you could play as a Rancor going through a city, busting stuff.
What else we got here?
I'm surprised this is actually getting pushed, though. Like, They've been chilling it for a while, and I realize people have complained about the controls and everything, but
you figure they just put it out by now.
Ship it. Yeah, I mean, it's Kinect. It's
how good is it going to get?
Exactly.
Like, you're still going to be like on rails and, you know, pushing in air using the force by yourself. I don't know. Well, I guess they care about the quality. Speaking of quality, Shipwreck reviewed a battery for the 3DS.
I did.
Does it work?
It works.
All right. That's all you need to know. Hyperkin 3DS Power Play battery. We're giving away three of them on CAG. Just go to the contest section and you can see our contest and Shipwreck's review. Right there. Bam.
It works.
It works. You got the battery died. You plugged it in and you could play again.
That's true.
There it is. What, you don't need to know anything else, right?
Not really. No. I mean, I'm getting the Nyko brand in as well, because people wanted me to compare what the Nyko had to offer.
The battery. So, let me guess.
Look forward to that battery.
Let me guess. It soon too. Plugs into a wall, stores electricity.
Well, the Nyko one's different because the Hyperkin one just kind of like snaps onto the back of it.
It's, okay.
You can remove it. The Nyko one, you unscrew and remove the battery in the whole back panel of the 3DS.
Oh, so you're replacing the whole bottom.
Replace
of it.
It. Yeah.
I see.
So a little bit different philosophy on how to do. Solve this problem of the 3DS having a really crappy battery.
Which Nintendo might solve in 2 weeks.
Could be.
Or not. We'll find out. Well, I see. You know, when I asked for a CAG quest, a CAG bag question
CAG
on Twitter
quest.
Today. CAG quest. That's good. Every question was either, what do we think about the GameStop Deus Ex thing? And every other question was, what do we think about Steve Jobs resigning as CEO of Apple?
He stepped down.
He's sick.
Yeah, resigning sounds like he's leaving in a huff.
No, he's still on the board of directors.
Yeah, he's not. He's not like, I hate this company and resigning.
Right. He's sick, right?
He bumped the list, and some child that probably needed a liver didn't get one and died because he's money. Right. He has money.
No, he should bump the list. He's very important.
Yeah, exactly. Because he has money.
No, not because he has money. Because he invents all these unique products that we enjoy.
Whatever. He got a liver transplant very fast.
Well, that's what, he deserves it. he deserves it more than like a baseball player or a rock musician who gets it.
Gets it really fast, yes. But for those who don't live in this country, you can buy organs.
Like, yeah, Wombat will hook you up.
You can go to a store, you buy your organs.
Right.
I have a freezer full.
Yep.
Just in case.
Okay. So yeah, I'm sad that he's going to be resigning. I'm sad.
I think this means the iPhone 5 is going to be announced very, very soon. Then
why is that?
Because they don't want to take a big hit on their stock.
Right, that's going to happen though, isn't it?
Well, the last time he was feeling ill was right before the iPad 2 was announced.
Right. People know that he's sick though. I think maybe the stock already reflects that. Stock price. I don't know.
Am I supposed to care?
Yes, you should care.
Because I don't. Not even a little.
He's made all these revolutionary products that have basically changed computing.
Yeah, I still don't care.
Well,
he's the CEO of the. Either. I don't know which one was ahead right now, but either Apple or Mobile was the.
Exxon, right?
Yeah, ExxonMobil was the most valuable company in America or whatever.
So, yeah,
has more money than the government.
Oh, you have more money than our government.
Okay, stop it. Okay,
that wasn't a compliment to you.
I know. I don't really see. There wasn't a lot of okay. There's a few CAG bag questions here. Most of them, I swear, were about Steve Jobs and Deus Ex. So Fluffy Pancakes wrote in and asked, "Will Jesus Tallness be attending TGS?" You know, Destructoid's doing a panel for PAX, and they sent me a little questionnaire. They're doing a panel on, I guess, starting your own website. And they promoted the panel by saying that cheap-ass gamer's Jesus Tallness will be sharing his opinions.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm Jewish. If anything, I'm Moses Tallness.
No, Jesus was Jewish.
Oh, right.
But you don't know how to build things, and he was a carpenter.
Right.
So.
Right.
He built a website.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's Cheapy did, not Jesus.
No. Well, you don't know that.
Right. Jesus helped. Jesus was my co-pilot.
When there was only one set of footprints, that's when he was carrying you.
Yeah. Dugton 33030 wants to know what your plans are for PAX ship.
I'm getting to see... I'm going to see what Half-Brick's new game is. I know that. And another indie game that I'm going to check out. And I have an appointment for that Counter-Strike Go. And then I have some parties in the Battlefield event.
Nice. Other parties? Than that,
I'm just going to walk around and see stuff.
With your flag football belt on? Can't get my flags. Whee!
It's not going to be here in time.
Okay, how about a box of Lucky Charms? And you run around saying, you can't take me Lucky Charms. No?
I could do that, I suppose. Right. But yeah, if you see me, if you're at PAX, stop and say hi.
Right.
I don't know. I really have no idea what I am going to do while I'm there.
Right.
I don't like standing in lines.
So nothing with lines.
Nothing with lines, pretty much, is my rule. So I'm going to see what stuff doesn't have lines.
Do you have a press pass?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
When I sign into my hotel tomorrow, they'll hand me my badge, and then I'll see what it is.
Gotcha.
It gets me in.
Here's a question from Ska Dave for Wombat. He says, what do you think of the new marina? Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't like it one bit. I actually, I haven't seen a full episode yet with the new marina.
What are you talking about?
That's if you know what I'm talking about, then you'll know what I'm talking about. This is for a select handful of people.
Great.
Uh-huh. I don't like the new marina. I like the old marina a lot. I thought she was actually very cute.
You have a boat somewhere that needs mooring?
No, Marina is one of the four members of the Fresh Beat Band. There's Marina, Kiki, Twist, and Shout. And they are the Fresh Beat Band.
Oh, it's a kid's cartoon.
It is. It's not a cartoon. It's a live action show.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
It's a live action show. They sing and dance, and the girls on it are cute. Surprisingly attractive females that sing and dance.
How old are they?
They're probably like 22 to 25.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, it's not like creepy cute.
It's not like Japan creepy where all the girl groups are like 14.
Kiki. It's still kind of creepy.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's still kind of weird because it's a kid show. The Fresh Beat Band. Kiki is the cute Latino girl, and Marina was the cute redhead girl. And they replaced Marina with another redhead girl, but who doesn't look like Marina at all. But they didn't change the name. It's still Marina. Hmm. And I don't know if I'm a big fan of that. And now they're on tour with fake Marina. We were thinking of taking Sabrina to see the Fresh Beat Band live, but tickets were like $65 a piece.
What?
To see the Fresh Beat Band, and I don't know if Sabrina would make it through a whole show, and I'm not spending $100 and $200 just to see if she'll make it through a concert.
Just to ogle some 20-year-old chicks?
Yeah, well, she would like. It's her favorite show.
I like the red. I see the redhead.
See?
Oh, no, this is the new Marina.
The new one's cute, too. I'll give her that much. Well, when I type in Fresh Beat Band is the third suggestion on Twitter, on Google for me. But, yeah. And the white guy is useless. He doesn't play an instrument. He can't sing. The other three people are actually very talented. No, I'm looking at old Marina. If you just do a Fresh Beat Band image search.
Oh, yeah. I remember old Marina now.
Yeah. I like old Marina.
Right.
Yep. So there you go. We'll end.
What's she up to now? What happened?
She got married and moved to like San Francisco.
She's a meth head now.
She's a meth head.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. All right. Well, I think we're done. Are we done?
I think so.
We talk about everything? There was a lot of things to talk about. I guess we did though. All right. Well, let's remind everybody of our coupon codes at GoDaddy for web hosting and domain registration. CAG10 gets you 10% off. CAG5 off 30 gets you $5 off a $30 order. And CAG domain gets you $7.49 domain registrations. And CAG30 gets you 30% off any retailer plan for the month of August. Is that it? Anything else? Last chance.
It's been a
if
great...
If you pass out, you may not piss on yourself.
Right, your body may have an automatic emergency piss shutoff when you pass out while pissing.
Hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall. Right.
Bread's done.
It's all related.
Bread's done.
Bread's done?
Bread's done.
Bread's done?
Bread's done.
Red rum.
Bread dead.